Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Good morning. Thanks for being here. We are the Morning Shift on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan. Dylan is hanging out behind the glass, and this segment is presented by John Foy and Associates, experienced personal injury attorneys. Get the strong arm. I do wonder, is this segment more thrilling than going to the dentist for you guys?
Or, I mean, I don't have
my
that.
Blood pressure's probably higher. Yeah.
I have good dentist visits. I mean, I always catch up when I get my teeth cleaned with the dental hygienist. We kind of have a gossip session. So.
Well, you have like the little things in your mouth.
I can see the look on his face.
No.
She must be hot, dude.
No, it's
that's
not
the only
way
anybody ever enjoys going to a dentist is when there's hot hygienist.
No, we just catch up. I've been going to the same dentist too since I was a kid. So I think I've only had one dentist. I still drive out to Pawnee County for
good
my dentist.
Good for you.
Well, I mean,
she
now
must be hot.
Now the dentist is
driving out to Pawnee County.
The dentist is the dentist that owned it when I was a kid has it's still called got his name on it, but he's sold it into the guy that has been, now that kind of is the main dentist, has also been there for a while. So it's like, if I trust you and you do a good job for me, I'll be loyal. I'll still go get my Dallas Tires out there in Dallas. I still go there to get my tires every time.
So what I'm hearing is he would rather go to the dentist than do Man Up Monday.
That's what I heard,
I don't know.
Too.
I had a pretty good week. And I would have had a great week if it wasn't for someone throwing in a dumb game as the random pick.
It wasn't dumb. It's my alma mater.
Yeah, how'd that go for you?
Not great.
Now everyone knows they lost.
Let's go through this. Dylan's going to handle this since I have no idea what you guys were picking and choosing last week.
All right, fellas, let's start with getting the records straight. Both of you went 3-2 last week. Not bad at all. Pretty good week for you both.
All right.
Mike, that puts your record at 14-9-1 on the season.
There you go.
Bo, you are at 15-8. So, hey, after a very sluggish start by Mike, he's crept right there, and he is right there nipping at the heels of one Bo Morgan. But we are still the best picking show on this station
by far.
Well,
that's what matters. And then we're in this.
And that's all that matters.
The team effort.
That's right. Bo, we're going to start with your bad because you called out West Georgia, and I'm upset with you now. So we're going to start with your bad. Bo, we did Lions at Chiefs, and, didn't go so great for you.
Lions plus 2.5.
Wow.
They can control the line of scrimmage, keep Mahomes. What was it? Best offense?
Yeah.
The best defense against a great quarterback, keeping him off the field.
Yeah.
So they can't hack a Pat. So I think the Lions are going to win the game of line of scrimmage.
Man. Yeah. Not so much one at the
hack
line of scrimmage.
Dude, Detroit, their defense looked awful.
Yeah.
Last night. Brian Branch got punked because he got bullied.
You said you understood.
I do understand, but say bullied.
And you said you didn't like bullied. I was going to say, dude.
Don't say bullied. Say you got cheap shot and you didn't like it. Don't say, man, they bullied me, man.
Now, Mike, on the other hand, for you, we picked Alabama, Missouri in the college ranks as well. And it didn't end up being really bad for you because your team still won, but your pick was wrong.
I'm going to go with the over in this game. Bama's defense, while they were able to force turnovers against Diego Pavia last week, Vanderbilt moved the ball up and down, particularly in the first half. I also think Ty Simpson is playing at an exceptional level, as are Ryan Williams, Jeremy Bernard, Jim Miller, that entire crew. I think there's going to be points scored in this game. You know, if you get to a point where you're looking at, let's just call 31-21, I think that that's an outcome that I can see happening.
Mike, I do want to say this real quick. You were what Scott Van Pelt would call a bad beat.
Yeah, it was.
Because the final score was 27-24 in favor of Alabama. Yeah, the over was 51.5.
Yeah.
It ended up to 51.
He didn't believe. He didn't believe.
He didn't believe.
His own team.
Bama missed a field goal in that game, and I thought, that's going to come back to haunt me.
Yep.
That's no good.
That's just sick.
I was so scared that was the over-under was actually like 49 for some reason when I was listening to the game on the way home from Bulldog Kia on Saturday. But look at that. Wasn't.
There you go. Good stuff, man.
I will say I will congratulate Bo because – oh, no, I'll go congratulate Mike because he did angrily go against me. And it was really out of spite. He got this pick right out of spite. But my West Georgia Wolves did lose to Abilene Christian 30-13.
You already know the deal.
So I'll man up a little bit, too. It won't just have to be y'all two. But
yeah, man.
Either way, good solid weekend out of you two fellas.
What a lucky pick. I was like, I'm so mad at you for even throwing this game out. I'm picking Abilene Christian. It's ridiculous. Yeah, ended up working out.
But I do appreciate you going with my Wolves,
yeah,
man.
Well, I will never go with them again.
There you go.
Kennesaw State's pretty good this year.
What are they?
All right, 4-2.
Nice. Okay, Kennesaw State.
Yeah, Conference USA.
Dylan may have spawned a few ideas for my random pick of the week.
Uh-oh.
We'll see.
We might be hearing some hootie-hoo.
We'll see. Well, if you want to get your Thanksgiving week started with some golf for a great cause, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game's third annual Brown Grass Charity Golf Classic presented by Finley Roofing is coming up on Monday, November 24th at Eagle Watch Golf Club in Woodstock. Now is your chance to sign up. Go to 929thegame.com and click the events link. But go ahead and do that now because foursomes are going quickly. It's the third annual Brown Grass Charity Golf Classic benefiting Pets for Vets, November 24th.
All right, as always, you guys know that Mike's up brought to you by Buffalo's Cafe. Come wing it family style at one of Buffalo's Cafe's 13 Atlanta locations. We're doing a three up, three down segment. Coming off the weekend, I want to tell you guys three people, teams, or things that are up and three that are definitely on their way down. I'm going to start with down. You guys can tell me if I'm right or wrong on this one. I know Dylan has the sound of this. How about the Miami Dolphins leadership, all the way from head coach Mike McDaniel, all the way down to Tua and these players-only meetings?
I think it starts with the leadership in helping articulate that for the guys and then what we're expecting out of the guys, right? We're expecting this. Are we getting that? Are we not getting that? We have guys showing up to player-only meetings late. Guys not showing up to player-only meeting, like, there's a lot that goes into that. Do we have to make this mandatory? Do we not have to make this mandatory? So it's a lot of things of that nature that we got to get cleaned up, and it starts with the little things.
All right, Tua.
Like that.
All right, Tua. There is no way in which this ends well for Mike McDaniel in Miami. So there's just no way.
At first, I thought he was calling out Mike McDaniel, and I was like, this is bad. Then it feels like he's calling him like himself out because you're the quarterback of the team, man. You're one of the leaders on the team. Does he not wear a C on his chest? I mean,
it sounds to me like he is saying, look, man, I'm a captain. I'm trying to hold people accountable. I'm calling other players into these player-only meetings, and they can't even be there on time. So I don't know what else to do with myself.
Well,
that's what it sounds like to me anyways.
I don't think the quarterback is got the power to make players-only meetings mandatory.
Yeah.
I mean – you know, it just sounds like a mess.
What, and Mike McDaniel talked in that. He was like, there's nothing I can do. It just is what it is.
Well, that's a bad look for the head coach, too.
It's just bad.
You know, I don't use the word clean house a lot, but this one kind of screams clean house.
Really? Yeah,
I completely agree with that. All right, how about we let's lighten the mood then. Let's go with Georgia. Let's go with one of the up. That was one down. Let's go with one up. Georgia halftime adjustments. I mentioned this earlier. Obviously, they were great against Alabama. They were great against Kentucky until kind of the other guys came in. And then they were great once again against Auburn. 6.2 points per game in the second half against Georgia this year. That's good for ninth best in the country. It's been just insane. Auburn had 228 yards in the first half. They only had 50 yards in the second half. Shout out to Kirby Smart and the second half adjustments he'd been able to make. And again, I said this, and I knew I was going to anger Auburn fans about an hour ago, and I'll do it once again. Hugh Freeze's personality has been taken on by this team. and it's awful. Mm. Like, to see the look on his face on the way into the locker room, you knew that they weren't going to be able to do anything in the second half, and it played out just exactly like I thought it would.
Yeah.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I've heard ad nauseum this Glenn Schumann narrative that he's a bad DC and he needs to be fired and ran off. I just don't buy it. They've been you just said how good they've been in the second half. You know, I just get so irritated with fire the coordinator talk, which is the easiest. Fire the coordinator. Georgia is literally they threw out what? How many NFL first-round draft picks has Georgia's defensive side produced the last 6 or 7 years? It's hard to keep bringing back really good defensive talent, playmakers that are going to change the game like that. The point is that the fact that they are so good on defense, especially in the second half and in late in games, and they're winning for this team, just shows the job that defensive staff is doing, including Glenn Schumann.
I agree, man. It's been awesome to see. Obviously, the defense is stepping up in a lot of different ways, and it's kind of allowing Mike Bobo and the offense to kind of come around in certain points. All right, let's go back to the downs. Let's go back for our second down. Dylan, I think you've got this sound. The New York Jets offense, absolutely horrific. I don't think I've ever seen a performance that had minus 10 net passing yards in a football game. Justin Fields has been bad.
Justin's numbers are not good for this game.
No.
Is he going to be your quarterback next week, or will you?
Come on, man. What kind of question is that?
You did not have a good game. I mean, I think it's a fair point.
There's a number of guys that, you know, I mean, sometimes this league is like this, and there are guys that have bad games. That doesn't mean you just bench them. Come on, you know better than that.
I thought it was a fair question. I'm going to be real. I thought it was a completely fair question to ask. When you have minus 10 net passing yards in a football game, I think it's fair to say, is he going to be your starter next week?
Yeah.
I don't think that's out of bounds.
I want to clarify, though, the reason that stat looks like it does is because he was sacked 9 times for 55 yards.
Yeah.
And in the NFL, sack yardage comes away from the passing total of
the
team.
Correct,
But on that, he was 9 of 17 for 45 yards, and he dropped back 26 times at least.
Yeah.
Not counting scrambles, which he had probably a few of. So it's bad. He's holding the ball too long. I think it was a fair question too, dude. You're 0-6, Aaron.
You're got a rookie. Historically bad on offense.
You got a rookie that you did draft in this draft or take as a free agent. I can't remember which one Cook was. Brady Cook. It's a fair question. Don't act like it's out of this world.
Yeah. All right, I'm gonna speed through a couple of these. All right, how about going back to the good? Kurt Cignetti. Unbelievable. I had to look up his record since he's been in Division I. How about 136-37? almost 100 games over 500 since he became a Division I head coach. Obviously, them beating Oregon on Saturday, 30-20. He's a Pittsburgh native. I think we talked about this a little bit earlier. This seems like a Penn State move for Kurt Cignetti. It just seems like it fits.
Yeah, I don't know if I don't know if he won't get more money somewhere else. I mean, $49 million is a big buyout.
He's gonna have his pick of the litter.
You asked me earlier if I'd take James Franklin at Florida, and I said no. And the reason I said no was because of his record against top 10 teams. Because I don't know if you've paid attention, but Florida only plays top 10 teams.
Yeah.
Apparently.
Bama feels that way right now, too. It's crazy.
At the end of the year, Florida will have played like 9 of their 12 games will be against like top 10 teams or 8-1. I think what's the guy that we had on at the Thursday told us that. The guest we had on. But anyways, it doesn't matter. So that's why I said that. But anybody would be lucky. James Franklin will not be out of work long.
Yeah, another one of my downs. This is my third down. How about Penn State as a program? It's time for them to hit the reset button. $50 million buyout for James Franklin. Drew Aller's out for the year. I don't even know where you go right now if you're a Penn State fan. Mike Conti's probably on his way to work right now. That's probably the least of his worries, talking about some of the situations up there at Penn State. And then I'll go ahead and give you the third up. How about Rico Dowdle? Did you see this conversation about Rico Dowdle and the Carolina Panthers told his old Cowboys teammates to buckle their chin straps and make sure they're ready to rock? Rico Dowdle, only the seventh player in NFL history to have two straight games of 230 yards from scrimmage, took over that game for the Carolina Panthers and made the Cowboys sad that they didn't sign him back.
He told them to buckle up.
Yeah,
and then they the press conference said, "What happened in the game ago?" He goes, "They didn't buckle up."
I know. I thought it was awesome. I know it's the Panthers. I don't like the Panthers, but I'm like the Cowboys either. So.
I'm just glad he admitted it was personal because they let him walk.
No, no.
I'm glad. Like, thank you. No, it was personal. Yes, it was personal.
Yeah.
Maybe not against Dak and those guys, but it was personal. Thank you for admitting what everyone already knows. It's just business. No, it was personal.
Yeah.
Love nice it. Work on that, Mike.
You could say
up.
He kept it a buck. Like one can
more. You could say that, or you just, no just cap. Blow right past that.
That's right.
Hey, let's get you on the show right now for the wake-up call, 404-726-0929, Falcons-Bills. What are your plans for the game? Are you watching? Are you going? Are you going to find a sports bar tonight? And how many points do the Falcons need to score a win tonight? Call us now, 404-726-0929. That's next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence Data 1H 2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.